God bless you in Jesus' name. The Almighty God will uphold you. The King of Kings will favor you. And the hand of the Lord shall be stretched towards your life in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to appreciate as many people who have been joining us on this broadcast every day. I will thank God for how the Lord has been doing wonders using this broadcast. We thank God for the testimony that have been rolling in. We thank God for people that God has healed through using this broadcast. Many people who are down with coronavirus outside the country, God has used this broadcast to heal them. We have been receiving a lot of testimony from far and near. Many people have been sharing with us great testimony of what God has used this broadcast to do in their lives and their family. How many am I going to count? How many am I going to tell of what God has been doing you this broadcast? And I want to appreciate all of you who has been sharing this broadcast with your friends. And they have been calling us and asking for permission to join and to be on our broadcast list. We thank God for what God has been using the broadcast to do. We pray that God will do more in the life of everyone as they listen to this broadcast on a daily basis in the name of Jesus Christ. I will pray for grace to continue the assignment. The Lord will give us this grace, and the Lord will give us the oil and the fresh fire to continue this assignment in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into the life of someone today, the ninth day of the month of February, year 2021. Today will favor you. Today will be a day of your joy. Today will be a day of your celebration. And today you will manifest by fire and figure out in a greater dimension. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Almighty God will remember you for good. The Almighty God will promote your destiny to the next level of favor and power. The King of Kings will continue to bless you. The Lord of Lords will continue to uphold you to the end. You will not die before your time. The arrow of wickedness will not locate you. The plans of darkness against you shall not prosper. Everything the enemy plans against you shall always result in failure. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are welcome to this wonderful broadcast today. And I pray God is going to bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to consider something very deep, very, very deep. And I want you to listen to me very well as I'll be talking on the plantation of household wickedness. The plantation of household wickedness. The plantation of household wickedness. The Bible says something very strong. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 10 verse 36 that a man's foes shall be they of his own household. A man's foe shall be they of his own household. And in the book of Matthew chapter 15 verse 13, the Bible says, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. That's what the Bible says. No wonder the Bible is saying that there is a plant that the heavenly Father has not planted. And the Bible is saying that this plant that the heavenly Father has not planted, it shall be rooted out. It shall be removed completely because it has not been planted by Father. Definitely, it has been planted by the enemy. And it must be rooted out. The Bible says every plant that the heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Today we'll be considering the plantation of household enemy. The plantation of household enemy. What the household enemy had succeeded in planting into the lives of people. And it has become a problem in their lives today. A plant cannot just become a plant in a day. A plant will always begin from a seed. And when a seed has been programmed or planted into the life of someone, and that seed has been successfully planted, and it has not been dealt with, and that seed continues to be nurtured, that seed continues to grow, that seed continues to develop, as it continues to nurture and continue to be developed, in some years to come, the seed will become a tree. And when it becomes a tree, to uproot it at that moment, you need some aggressive force. You need bulldozer to address it at that moment. When it will be at a seed level, it will be always easy to attend to it or to deal with it at a seed level. But when it is at a plant or tree level, it becomes very hard to deal with. It becomes very difficult to deal with, because at that moment, you need some bombarding force. You need some aggressive prayers. You need some militant prayers. You need some fire-to-fire prayers. You need some couples of night vigils of prayers in order to deal with that plant. So the Bible is telling us that every tree that my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. No wonder the Bible said the disciples of Jesus came to him and they said, Jesus Christ, didn't you plant wheat in this particular vineyard? How did the tale come about? And he said, an enemy has done this. Therefore, every tree that has not been planted by God is definitely planted by the enemy. Now, there is a very, very deep thing about the plantation of household wickedness. Now, when we say plantation of household wickedness, we are talking about something that household enemy had planted into the life of people as a seed that has grown to become a plant or a tree and is now manifesting in their life, now contending with their destiny, manifesting in their life, now battling with their destiny, manifesting in their life, now contending with their life. Many people, they do not understand that this has been in their life for a couple of years. In fact, some, it has been in their life as long as their age has also carried them. Some, it has been in their life right from the womb. Some, it has been in their life right from their childhood age. You remember that many times when we are with our families as a child, there are a lot of things that we cannot reject. There are a lot of things we find ourselves doing that now if they say you should do it, you will say no. So the household enemy has gotten a lot of people. In fact, 99% of the bondages, of the problems that we are facing as human beings, they are the problem from household wickedness. That is why the first murder was done or executed or carried out by household enemy. Why household enemy could get access into our life easily? Because we develop with them, we grow in their hands, they nurtured us, some of our parents handed us over to them, we live with them, we went to school with them, we were growing up together with them. So it was easy for them to do whatever they need to do into their life. It was easy for them to plant a seed of darkness into our life. It was easy for them to water and nurture the seed. Now we have grown up. Many people have married. And the seed planted 50 years ago has now grown to become a blown tree. And it's now what we are battling with. It's now what we are contending with. Majority of the problem people share with us on a daily basis, if you go down to the root of it, the hand of household enemy is there. When we go down to the root of it, we will see the activity of household enemy entrenched in it. That is just what we are battling now. So you may need a lot of prayer fire. You may need to gather yourself together, because in this kind of topic, we need to pray aggressive prayer. We need to pray some prayers that are very, very terrible, terrifying and primitive prayers to deal with this plantation of household wickedness. Now listen to me very well. There is no bondage the Lord cannot deal with. There is no plantation the Almighty God cannot. It doesn't take God 1 second to uproot anything they've planted for 50 years. Because our God is the awesome God. Our God is a specialist in impossibility. Our God is omnipresent, omniscience, and omniscient God. Our God has capacity to deal with the enemy no matter what they have done. But listen to me. We need to get ourselves now right and pray. We need to connect to this God of fire to get our freedom, to get our testimony, to get our liberation from the hand of this wickedness. Now, listen to me right now. it is time for us to begin to now to deal with it. The Bible says, every tree that has not been planted by the enemy shall be rooted out, rooted out, rooted out. The word rooted out means it's going to be taken out from the ground. It's going to be taken out from the source. It's going to be completely removed and it's going to die. When you are dealing with household wickedness, when you are dealing with the plantation of wickedness, you must allow your prayer to be bombarding. You must allow your prayer to be concentrating. You must allow your prayer to be hot. Ordinary kind of prayer does not work against it. Your prayer must be very fiery. It must go down to the root. Because in dealing with plantation of darkness, we need to go down to the root. We need to cut. We need to pull. We need to destroy. Listen to me very well. Today, every plantation of household wickedness in your life shall be rooted out in the name of Jesus Christ. The devil is so cunning. The devil will always have one agent of darkness in each of the family in your world. And this agent of darkness recruits other agents in the family. And they become a fortified stronghold to deal with that family. And what they do is to plant seed of wickedness, seed of darkness into the life of small, small children as they are growing up. And this seed is what every one of us, including me and you, we are fighting today. What are these seeds that has grown up to become a tree now? That is, we are now battling. Let me mention some of them. There are about 50 plantations of household wickedness that have been planted into the life of people. 50 of them. And we are going to deal with them in our prayers. We are going to fight them in our prayers. And God is going to deliver us from their hands in Jesus' name. Number one is the tree of non-achievement. Somebody tried to do something. He never make any achievement. He spent a lot of time. He never make any achievement. He has sat for the exam 2, 3, 4, 5 times. He never make any progress. He has done an interview. He never make any progress. He travel abroad. That place never pay him. He sent vehicles and money home to build house. The house were not built. He sent property home to be sold. The property that was sent home were granted and nothing come from it. Even over there, wherever he stay, whether in US, in Canada, or anywhere he is, he's not even making it. He's more than a beggar wherever he's there. So there's a battle against him over there. Because the tree of household enemy, the tree of non-achievement is inside of him. That tree of non-achievement means whatever he does will not make any progress. He will never have any achievement. That tree will always make him, or whatever he does, or whatever come out from his hand, to become nothing, to become useless. The tree of non-achievement is a tree that must be uprooted. The tree of non-achievement is a tree that must be pulled out. The tree of non-achievement is a tree that we must be contended with. The tree of non-achievement is a tree that we must fight. Every one of us must gather spiritual muscle as we contend with this tree. The tree of non-achievement is a tree. It's one of the powerful seed that the household enemy program into the life of people. It's one of the tree that the household enemy program into the life of these people. It's one of the plantation. It's one of the outworking of household wickedness. You see people traveling to another country. Over there, they are struggling. Over there, they are making effort. But the effort never brings any result. It's as a result of this non-achievement plantation. Planted long ago into your life when you are in primary school. Planted long ago into your life when you were in secondary school. Planted into your life by your stepmother. Planted into your life by that fellow that took care of you. Until you begin to pray some aggressive prayer, you will not see it. It may be planted into your life from the place where you were born. It is time for us to deal with it. We are going to cry unto the Lord today that all this plantation of household enemy shall be uprooted from the root, shall be pulled down, shall be destroyed, and shall catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, I want you to get ready. Get ready now. We are going to pray some prayers. Are you ready now? Because this is a time of war. It's a time of war. We need to be more aggressive now. Shout it loud and clear. Say the seed of household wickedness in my life. In the name of Jesus. The seed of household wickedness in my life. In the name of Jesus. The seed of household wickedness in my life. There, there, there.
there in the name of Jesus, the seed of household wickedness in my life. There in the name of Jesus, the seed of household wickedness in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. You open your mouth and pray this one very well. Say, every plantation of household wickedness that is troubling my future, in the name of Jesus, every plantation of household wickedness that is troubling my future, in the name of Jesus, every plantation of household wickedness that is troubling my future, in the name of Jesus, every plantation of household wickedness that is troubling my future, in Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and pray this next one very well. Say, anything evil hiding in my life that is troubling my destiny, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything evil hiding in my life that is troubling my destiny, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything evil hiding in my life that is troubling my destiny, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out, 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 come out by fire. Anything evil that is hiding in my life, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, the finger of household wickedness in their fear of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. The finger of household wickedness in their fears of my life, wither, 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 in the name of Jesus. The finger of household wickedness in their fears of my life, wither, 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 in the name of Jesus. The finger of household wickedness in their fears of my life, wither, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. The finger of household wickedness in their fears of my life, wither, 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 in the name of Jesus. The finger of household wickedness in their fears of my life, wither, in Jesus' name we pray. Pray this prayer very well. Say, arrow of household wickedness attacking my star, in the name of Jesus. Arrow of household wickedness attacking my star, there, in the name of Jesus. Arrow of household wickedness attacking my star, there, in the name of Jesus. Arrow of household wickedness attacking my star, there, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Take a bottle of oil and a bottle of water now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray unto this bottle of oil. I command this oil to become an instrument of power. I command this oil or this bottle of water to become an instrument of deliverance. As you are holding it in your hand now, you are holding a battle axe of fire. And as you put it on your head, the anointing of Holy Ghost will break every yoke upon your head in the name of Jesus Christ. Now put the oil on your head now. I'm praying for your head now. Father, in the name of Jesus, anything that has been done against the head of this fellow, anything that has been done against the head of anyone who is listening to me now, anything that is working against your head, anything that is pounding against your head, I command such thing now to expire in the name of Jesus. Expire in the name of Jesus. Expire in the name of Jesus. Expire in the name of Jesus Christ. Any plantation of darkness that is inside your head, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Take the oil and anoint your chest area and rub it now. As I pray now, I command right now that your chest area, your heart, anything that is biting your heart, anything that is attacking your heart, I command them disappear and go back to the center. Disappear and go back to the center. Disappear and go back to the center. Get out. Get out of the place in the name of Jesus Christ. Take the oil and anoint your navel. I am praying right now. Any satanic animal program into that heart, program into that body, I command you die in the name of Jesus Christ. Every satanic animal that is biting your liver, that is biting your kidney, that is biting your stomach, that is biting your womb, I command that satanic animal die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Take the oil and anoint your hand right now. Every chain of darkness binding your two hands, break and let that hand be free. Break and let the hand be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Take and anoint your leg. I command every satanic prison yard that is caging your destiny to let you go in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the fire of God burn every satanic rope tying your leg in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Are you ready now? Take up your prayer request now.
1 to 12, I decree upon your prayer request, one by one they shall be answered by fire. They shall receive the touch of heaven. They shall be answered by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus, there shall be resurrection power upon all dead organ of your body. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless you with the blessing of fruitfulness. As many people who are listening to me, and your battle is the fruit of the womb, the Holy Ghost will answer your prayer now. Heaven will attend to you now. Today will be a day of visitation. Your angel of fire will visit you. Another angel of God with power, with grace will come upon you. The same angel that visited Mary will visit you with your twins and triplet in the name of Jesus Christ. Your blessings shall visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are looking for one breakthrough in their place of work, may God visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are looking for one contract or the other, may God release into your hand this month in the name of Jesus. Your business shall be favored. Your business shall be anointed. Your destiny shall be anointed. Your family shall be blessed. As you are looking for gainful good employment, you will receive it before the end of this month. Your labor shall be rewarded. Your destiny shall be rewarded in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have not married, hear the word of the Lord. This year, God will locate you and help you and link you with your own suitors, and there will be testimony in the name of Jesus. I bless you with the blessing of greater heart, blessing of divine acceleration in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you. May God bless you. You want to get in touch with us, send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.